Tell me, how long you been living in your present house?
I've been living here 37 years.
37 years?
Yeah. I have a six-room house with three-bedroom, dining room, living room, and kitchen, bathroom, three-porches.
Let me ask you, is this house a lot like the one you grew up in?
Nothing like, nothing to compare with.
How was the one you grew up in
different? It looked like a cotton house.
Not a cotton house. How many rooms did it have?
Five rooms.
Mm-hmm.
No windows, nothing but just old wooden window shutters.
You mentioned a living room in this house. Do you have a living room in that house?
No.
Didn't have a living room?
No.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever heard any other people call the living room by any other name?
No.
Well, have you ever heard people call it anything like a parlor?
Yeah.
Call it a parlor? You ever heard any people call it a front room?
Front room, right. Yeah. Parlor, front room, living room nowadays.
Is there any difference between, say, a parlor and a living room? Are they two words for the same thing?
I don't see it. No.
And by how high you say your ceilings were in this living room?
9 feet and 4 inches.
9 feet, 4 inches. Okay. Let me ask you, how do you heat your house here now?
I have gas heat and just fireplace.
You mentioned fireplace. Before you got the gas heat, did you have fireplace for the whole thing?
No, just one room.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, can you tell me how to build a fire? You got a fireplace. Can you tell me how to go about building one?
Yeah, just get you up some wood and lay the fire to it. It'll go.
And what kind of wood do you need to start a fire?
Well, you need some fat wood, pine. Mm-hmm. We call it kindling.
And then what do you do that? Just put that
lay your wood on it, and it'll go to burning.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the back of the fireplace, you usually put a big piece of wood. You got any kind of special name for that?
No, not that I know of.
Just a regular old piece of wood back there. Let me tell you, in the fireplace, what do you call the things that you lay the wood across?
Dog iron. Mm-hmm. The dog iron.
You ever heard any other name for that?
I don't know what I have.
Anybody ever call it andirons?
I have heard of it.
But not as common as dog iron?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the open place in front of the fireplace, what do you call that?
Hearth.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if you ever, on the old stove, the raised shelf, what do you call that?
Warming closet.
The smoke in the fireplace goes up through
up the chimney.
Let me ask you, say you had a big plant out there. What does the smoke go through on it? Does it go through a chimney or does it go through something on a big plant, a big long skinny thing?
Nothing but just out top of the chimney.
You call that a chimney too?
Yep.
You would call it a smokestack sometimes or mostly chimney?
No.
Almost always chimney. Okay. Now, usually right there above the fireplace, you have something you can set clocks on. And so, what do you call that?
Mantelpiece.
Mantelpiece. You ever heard anybody else call it something different? Or other words?
Yeah. Oh.
ever heard it called fireboard?
Fireboard is right.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What do you call a black stuff that smoke might leave in the chimney?
Soot.
And what is kind of white stuff? What you might call that?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, let's just talk about some of the furniture here in the living room. This object right there is
a chair.
Mm-hmm. What's some of the different kinds of chairs that you have around here?
Well, I couldn't name
them. You might have one you can sit in on the porch there and go like this. That'd be
your rocking chair.
Just an old straight chair?
Yeah, just old straight chair.
Mm-hmm. And this thing right here is a
couch.
You ever heard anybody call that something different? Or ever heard any other names for it?